I record these travel minutes a week or so before they air, and in this always changing era of the pandemic, it's difficult to make predictions about anything. But it's not too soon to consider who in the travel world might not be left standing when this thing is over. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute, and I'm Rudy Maxa. As of about 10 days ago, about 50 airlines around the world had grounded all their planes. Many of them are smaller airlines whose names many of us don't know. But there's also Egypt Air, Austrian Airlines, Kuwait Airlines, Czech Airlines, and the discount New York to Paris airline, La Compagnie. Will all those airlines come back to life someday? Not all of them. Then there are the hotels. I'm not worried that mega companies like Marriott, which has closed hundreds of its hotels, will disappear. Marriott will be back. But smaller family-run hotels, especially those located in places that are entering their high season, may well not be able to reopen. The same thing goes for restaurants, most of which operate on thin margins in the best of times. One thing's for sure, the bottom line of anybody in the travel industry or anyone who relies on travelers won't be pretty. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.